episode 1189, From Worrier to Warrior.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it through the craziness. Are you taking a deep breath? Because you need to. It is confession day. Confessions of an upset mama, from worrier to warrior. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, did you know that you have superpowers? You are a super parent. But what happens when you need to get your child to go from worrier to warrior? How do you help them move forward when life isn't going the way they expected? You see, children live by real time alone. It's harder for them to recall their successes when things aren't going their way. The world has so many things being thrown at our children. It's sad, isn't it? So many distractions, social media, TV, Netflix, schoolwork, test scores, relationships, college admissions, on and on and on. We all have worriers. In fact, we are probably contributing to that somewhat. Now, it's not time to point fingers. It's not time to place blame. Ultimately, we need to get our children to go from worrier to warrior. But how in the world can you get them there? Is it a place where you can physically drive to? Is it a feeling that you have to cultivate? I've been running in circles lately with this whole worrying fascination. And yes, I believe it to be a fascination. Worry what lures you in. It lures the negativity and it becomes the focus. F-O-C-U-S, the focus of everything. Anything that is fascinating has what? Obsession or luring written all over it. Well, you know, we moved. And my youngest, G-Man, I thought was doing much better with settling in. So we've been here now for, oh my goodness, I have to calculate. So a little, maybe we're coming up to 3 months. I don't know. I've lost track of time. You know, it feels like we've been here forever, yet it doesn't. It feels like we just came in yesterday. Maybe that's what he's feeling too. But this week has been a bit of a challenge for him. There's been times that he acts as if he just started school and everything is unknown. Then there's four other children, right? That's just one. Three of which are having their own ups and downs in the worry department. I'm telling you, I've got to get off this worry train for them and for me. I need it for my sanity. I sometimes feel like I am running from one end to the other, and I don't know if I'm coming or going. I don't know if I'm supposed to be worrying, praying. I find myself trying to solve problems, yet sometimes I don't even know the problem I'm solving. Yeah, been there? I'm sure you have. Done that? You don't want to do that. But we all have been that, right? We get on this worry train. We got to get off of it. As their super parent, it's time for us to harness those superpowers that we've gained from years and years of experience. Yes, your wisdom counts for something. However, what can keep us from passing on our superpowers is that we get stuck. We get stuck in our own messes and we don't see how many blessings we have right before us. We're kind of like a child again, right? The children are acting in real time. When we come into our life, it's like, oh, well, you know, just yesterday I was, you know, I guess it was a great day and then now today is a mess. So everything has been a mess. If you want to share your superpowers and help your child move from worrier to warrior, you must be willing to do the same. Yes, some of it rides on your back, but it's greater than just modeling. It's a pond for your child's heart, a life's reflection. Now, don't fret if you feel like you're not a super parent, because we've all been there, and honestly, we're our worst judge. The key is you are doing the best you can. That's what you need to focus on. I'm doing the best that I can that I know how. So now with that out of the way, you don't have the guilt. You're not harboring the shame. You're saying, I'm doing what I can do because this is how I know to do it. Then you can understand that modeling via actions and words are important. Yes, they are. Yet the greatest influence is in the heart. You want to take them from worrier to warrior. It's the heart that makes the difference. Because when you get the heart involved, what do? You touch an area of their life that is on fire for something more than just what they can hold in their hand, like a cell phone or a grade on a test, a piece of paper, a boyfriend or a girlfriend's hand. Oh, yeah, I know. Some of mine have already gotten there and are past there. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, no more distractions, please. Focus, focus. There are so many things happening. And I'm thinking, I've got to get them from worrier to warrior. So what does that really look like? How can we use our superpowers? What can we do? Remember, it's the heart that's going to get them to believe in who they are and whose they are. These last few days have been a little touch and go for us. And there were times I prayed that God would provide exactly what they needed at the time of a test or at the time when they were working or whatever they needed. That's all I could do when I wasn't with them. Have you ever felt that? Like, gosh, I just wish I could be there to comfort them, to hold them, to tell them what? Pat them on the back and say, everything is going to be all right. But they had to rely on themselves to get through the situation or the circumstance. Therefore, they too need to have tools in their toolbox, building their superpowers so they can battle the messes. We have experiences, right? We see things differently because of our maturity, our wisdom. And it's God's grace that shows us the better way sometimes to do things after we've fumbled through 10 or 12 other things. We can pass those superpowers on to our children. And honestly, it's unfortunate that some of our children just get bogged down. It breaks my heart. They see the bigger picture and the drowning begins. They can't handle it. They don't know what to do. We as parents, we have a responsibility. So how do you go from worrier to warrior? Well, of course, it's one step at a time, and you know that. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. But not only is it one step at a time, it's creating belief in the heart of your child. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Create belief in the heart of your child. Are you ready for some superpowers, super parent? Come on, you're going to pass this on, and you're going to nail this, and you're going to start building and being able to pass on this incredible belief from warrior to warrior. Number one, you have to build a foundation of positive reinforcement and positive statements that your child can believe for themselves. So they begin to own it. They have to own this as them. These reflect your beliefs in them. Did you hear that? It's your beliefs. The children hear many different things coming at them, okay? From their Twitter feed to their Instagram feed to their Snapchat, you know? You might be on Snapchat, but you can't always see what's being Snapchatted to them. Kind of makes me nervous at times. My hopes is that if something comes across, that they would be bold enough to come and talk to me about it, or they would have built a strong enough foundation up together, I have with them, that they can get through whatever shouldn't have been in their Snapchat and maybe hit their eyes, which hit their heart. Now, you might be telling them things that they haven't thought about, right? Because you're building a foundation of positive reinforcement and positive statements that are your beliefs, not necessarily theirs. Because they're going to beat up themselves. Don't you do it to your own self? Yeah. We're our worst enemy. So we have to remember that when it comes to children, because the children, they just replay things. It's so easy for their little minds to do that. And nowadays, with everything being online, and if they're using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, you can sit here and replay things and relive them over and over and over and over again. And that, my friend, my sister in Christ and dads, you have got to understand, you have got to be the superpower in front of all of this that's coming at your child. That's why you have to build a foundation of positive reinforcement of your beliefs that you have within them. Maybe it's sharing a scripture with them to build them up. Maybe it's sharing a quote from some leader. Maybe they have some interest in whatever. You go and you find some things and you give them this knowledge that you have. Yes, is it going to take a little bit of work? Yes, it is. But you're a super parent. You have superpowers. You can do this. Number two, Consistently remind your child of their greatness. A child only knows what's right in front of them. I want you to think about that statement. A child only knows what's right in front of them. So when you tell them something, they forget what you said about three conversations ago, let alone 5 days ago. You have to consistently remind your child of their greatness. Because what they see and what they know is right there at that immediate time. So if they failed on a test, what do they think? How do they feel? Oh, I can't do anything right. And if they go to another class and it wasn't as great of a grade as what they were really hoping for, oh man, I know it. I'm just worthless. What am I trying? What am I even doing? They talk themselves into what? Negativity. They talk themselves into worry. A child only knows what's right in front of them. So you have to remind them consistently that this is who they are and whose they are. The words need to be heartfelt and even spiritual. Yes. Pray for them right there. I pray for our children as they go off to school. I pray for their bus as they drive away. If I'm running by their school, sometimes I'll go out in the neighborhood and I go running. Anytime I pass my child's school, I pray for them. You too can sit here and share in their greatness by prayer, but also in what they hear from you because you're reminding them consistently. That means you may be telling them how great they are, maybe not saying those words exactly, 200 times in a day. And you might be thinking, that's a lot of times to say my child's great. Didn't I just say something? Yes, but you probably need to say it again and say it again. Because remember, a child only knows what's right in front of them. Also, when you make this heartfelt and spiritual connection, what happens? This creates a lifetime connection for them. So let me give you an example. Let's say you show your belief in them through actions, okay? Not just about reminding them in their greatness and through words and statements, etc. Let's say you're just showing them in action. So you reward your child with ice cream after a great score on a test. If you continue this, then they're going to associate your love with ice cream. If I do well, my mom shows me that I'm great by giving me ice cream. Now, I know mom loves me because, yeah, she gives me ice cream. And ice cream's great. But those aren't superpowers. It's not for them, maybe for you after a bad day, but that's for another episode. You want to reach their heart. Now, yes, I'm not saying you can't go out and have a celebratory ice cream float or a huge waffle cone or you go and get french fries and a hamburger at your favorite hamburger joint. I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm telling you not to do it consistently. Does that make sense? Because you need to be reminding your child of their greatness, not because of what you're handing out. It's not about reaching into your pocketbook. It's about reaching into their heart. That's the key. Build a foundation of positive reinforcement and positive statements and consistently remind your child of their greatness. And number three, ultimately, you want to gift them the sword of belief. We've talked about, you know, carrying the torch, right? The belief torch. And I'm here to do that for you. That's why we are a daily podcast. I talked to a podcasting hosting company yesterday, and she could not believe. She goes, how do you sit here and talk every single day? That's like a lot of episodes, and you've been doing it for a very long time. She goes, it's one thing to interview people, different people, because it's their thoughts, but these are all your thoughts and what you've learned and what you've experienced. She goes, that's crazy, but pretty incredible. We talk about holding that belief torch, right? I'm here for you all the time. I'm praying for you and I treat you as family. I truly 100% believe that you are not here by accident. And you know I'm real and raw. I tell you when I mess up. There are many times I've messed up. There are times that, you know, I haven't done exactly what I've said. Things have changed. Life happens, whatever it is. But I am real and raw with you because I truly do love you. All of you around the world. You warm my heart and you touch my heart. So I carry that belief torch. But for our children, it's kind of dangerous for them to carry a belief torch, don't you think? Well, we're going to give them something even more dangerous because the world is changing. They need to have the sword of belief. This is the culmination of all you've been doing for your child. It's time to let them go fight the battles. And when they are carrying their belief sword and they've got this, they're like, wow, yes, I am on fire. Confidence check, belief check. You have moved your child from worrier to warrior. Now it's time for battle. They're ready. They're ready to fight. Now, are they going to get it right all the time? Do you get it right all the time? No, of course not. Are they going to fall off? Yes. Are you going to be there to pick them up? Yes. Are you going to love them unconditionally? Yes. Are you going to give them grace? Yes. That's all part of your superpowers. And if you don't have it to give, you pray about it and say, Lord, I need you to be my voice right now because I can't handle this. There are times that I may be talking to someone. I may be talking to my child. I may be talking to an author. I may be talking to a coaching client. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, Lord, we're in a situation here right now that I don't know what to say, how to respond. I need you to be my words. I need the Holy Spirit to take over me. I need you to be my mouth, to be my heart. I want your light to shine. I don't want to shine. I'm not here for the recognition. I'm here to honor God. And that is ultimately what we are doing when we are raising our children, right? They are a gift. We're basically borrowing them from God. They belong to Him. We get them only for a very little time in life. But your impact is great. And so you have to be willing to step out. You have to be willing to be brave, even though you don't want to be brave, even though you're exhausted, even though you're done, even though they keep doing things wrong day after day after day. And you're like, I've had enough. Yeah, you keep loving them day after day after day. You keep giving grace day after day after day. Why? Because God gives it to you. As part of the superpowers, it's part of being a super parent. It's not easy. But one thing you can do is own up when you make a mistake. I do. I have to apologize to my children. I have to ask for forgiveness. I don't always do it right. And what's really cool about it is to see our relationship grow. You know, I've walked with my kids from the very beginning all the way until as old as they are now. And I've been a part of almost every step. I've been there to cheer them on. I've held them when they've been crying and when they were told no. I've been there when, you know, it's been a horrible day. I've been there when it's just been, oh, Mom, I don't know, an average day. We have to have that sort of belief. We need to build it within our children. We have to build that greatness in them. Regardless of what statistics say, how long you're away from your child during the day, if you're a working parent, how long they're in school, if they're in daycare, I'm telling you right now. And remember, I was a licensed daycare provider. So I had children underneath my care, and some of them, I had them at really odd hours. I would have children for 14 to 16 hours. Literally, they were like my family. Sometimes I would have them overnight. Yes, I had a very different licensed daycare because I worked with physicians and I would have them because they would be on call. And so their child would come and actually stay with us. They were family, truly family. But you see, we have to understand that we have to build them up. And regardless of who they spend the most time with, quantity-wise, not quality, but quantity, you, are you listening? You have the greatest impact on your child. So it's time for us to step up. It's time for us to be that parent that's going to build a foundation, to be that parent that's going to consistently remind our child of their greatness. And we're going to be there, what, to give them the sword of belief, the confidence. Check. You got this, babe. You got this. Maybe you want some help with this. I know parenting is tough. I don't have all the answers. I'm learning them as I fumble. I'm learning them as I hit the brick wall. I'm learning them as God convicts me. And I'm learning them when my child says, Mom, really? But it's a lot easier when you do it with someone. Someone who does have a little more experience. And having five children, you know, kind of gives me a little more experience. I've done a lot of things. But sometimes we just need that person to come in. Someone who is removed from the situation, who can see things differently, can change the perspective. If that's you, if you've been thinking, I just need help with this. I kind of want to, but then I don't know. Remember, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you have to do is click on the link, take AIM in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You fill out this cute little form. Okay, it's not a cute little form. It's a basic form. The information comes directly to me. No other eyes will see it. None. Not even my husband. And I share everything with him, but not that. Confidentiality, your family. I mean, you are protected. And then we'll set up a time for you and I to chat. Life as a super parent is rough. Life as a godly parent is heavenly bliss. It's not going to come easy, but God is giving you superpowers. And He'll give you superpowers to pass on to your children so they too don't have to fumble through life. So they too can soar on wings like eagles. It's time. Are you ready? You're going to move together with your children from warrior to warrior. Kiss the warrior goodbye. The warrior is ready. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a blessed weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.